Lovely to see you, to be with you, to be with you as presence, to be with you as yourself, to be with you without being somebody, to be with you without knowing you, and to be with you without knowing what I am. Yet happy. Happy in being and happy as being, being without knowing. So, welcome. Welcome. Welcome yourself as myself. Welcome yourself as the self, as the only reality, reality welcoming itself, loving itself, loving its creation and its creativity. So, welcome. We invite ourselves and invite each other to be not knowing, to be this open space, this open, loving, effortlessly loving space. That perceives through all perceptions directly from the heart to the heart. The heart recognizing itself and loving itself. Bodies appear, they change. Thoughts appear and change. And sensations, feelings, memories. A movement, a flow that does not disturb our reality, that does not disturb our love for each other. And our love for truth. How lovely it is to be pure being, undefined, unconstrained, free from the past and the future, and yet welcoming the past and the future as appearances, as a play. The play of mind, the play of perception, the play of memory. Not being disturbed. Not trying to get somewhere. Not trying to achieve anything for somebody. But for everybody, what we can achieve for everybody is the recognition of our oneness, of our totality, of our wholeness, the recognition of our true self as love, not from one person to another person, but love eternal. When we are not assuming ourselves to be a man, a woman, to be somebody, there is freedom. Freedom from any assumptions, from any self-definition, which comes from the past. You, the reality of consciousness, the reality of awareness, do not exist in time. You are not a stream of thoughts. You are not a bundle of sensations and feelings. You are not historical. Our essential nature, this moment and every moment, is this simple, effortless presence, our ordinary awareness, which is invisible phenomenally, but it is known as I am. As I am aware, in non-phenomenal recognition, awareness recognizing itself, knowing itself, independent of the senses, independent of memory, independent of perception, independent of thought, a direct recognition. A direct knowingness. Our essential nature, this effortless, ordinary awareness, is that which is extraordinary. That we know we are, that we know we are aware, is that not magical? This simple knowingness. Which does not need to rely on anything. Enlightenment is not some extraordinary experience or bolt of lightning. There may be some aha moments throughout our life that reveal our true nature, but our true nature is this moment and every moment. How could you get away from that which you are? How could you be anything else but that which you are? Which is not something which appears to you, which is not a body, which is not a mind, which is not a story which appears to you, but the reality of perception, the reality that perceives, the reality that knows itself. How could you be anything else but that? Sometimes we expect some magic show, something fantastic happening. We seek and we expect very special experience. What sort of self-torture is that? Dissing this aware presence, our natural state, our natural effortless reality, dissing this reality in exchange for some extraordinary mind state, extraordinary experience that we can be proud of and can we simply relax as presence? Let go of the past, of the future, of all this knowledge, accumulated knowledge, and be innocent, to be fresh, a new script, no script, just this moment, the moment of being, of presence. How could it be that this is not sufficient? It can only appear sufficient when we are expecting something else. And our expectations, they come from the past. They come from memory. They come from stories and tales. And they are full of disappointment. Expectation and disappointment, they go hand in hand. Can we simply be as we are, this effortless presence, not knowing, not accumulating, not defining ourselves, not defining the other? Like the blooming of a flower, a rose that's blooming this moment and this moment, and each moment, complete freshness. No story, not trying to become beautiful, not trying anything. Speaking out of the way, allowing the universe to bloom as it wishes. Because everything which appears within consciousness, within awareness. That which is changeless in your experience, that which is not in time in your experience, that which your true self, which is not a body, which is not a mind, that which without which there can be no body and no mind. The essential, the essence, that which cannot not be. You are lacking nothing as consciousness, as reality. You will only experience lack whenever you define yourself in some phenomenal manner. But what if you don't? What if you leave the stage open as it is? Allowing the universe to do its universing, which is consciousness, consciousnessing. We don't need to separate anything. The mind can make distinctions, and that's fine. No issue with that. But don't confuse distinctions to refer to separation. The waves that appear on the surface of the ocean, they're distinct, but the reality is water, one reality. So is yours. Your reality as this infinite invisible presence. Infinite invisible presence. Awareness.